program, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To your phone calls we go. It's Hollis in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. I'm Hollis.
Hey.
What's on your mind today?
I want to talk about how to convince conservatives that the war on drugs is the wrong way to go.
Okay. That's a tough one. Have you already been trying to do this and failing miserably, or are you just kind of thinking it out in advance? Do you have a situation?
It's actually worked for me. What I do is I pose it as an economic issue.
There you go. That's what I was going to suggest. How do you do it?
Well, I say, okay, do you really want to put all these people in jail and have to pay for them? And push murderers out and put them on the street and put rapists out on the street instead? Mm-hmm. So that usually works for them. The ones I've talked to, anyway.
Well, I think it's a good system. I've seen, I've had that same sort of conversation with, I think a conservative in the past, and, it didn't go so well, but it's just case by case, you know?
Yeah, that's a good approach, and of course it helps if you actually know the amounts as far as what is spent on the jail. So whatever, you're in Missouri, if you could figure out, what it is that Missouri, the state of Missouri, spends to incarcerate someone, or the city that you live in spends, then that might be even a little more persuasive if they can actually hear the dollar amounts. But like you said, you've been having success anyway, so I think that's great news. And then if you want, you can focus on the total cost of actually not just putting people in jail, but the cost of the programs. The cost of, to the tune of what? I think it's $17 billion at the federal level. That was the last number I heard, and it was years ago, so it's probably higher than that now. But billions and billions of taxpayer dollars are being spent. And for what exactly? I mean, where are the results? Sure, they get a couple hundred pounds of marijuana here and there, maybe a few tabs of ecstasy every so often, but anybody who really looks objectively at the numbers can see that the amount of drug use in this country has not gone down. It's gone up. So not only has drug use gone up, but they're spending billions of dollars. So there's another kind of economic pointer that you could show them.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Hollis?
Oh, yeah. I saw this ad on the TV. This is another thing to deal with the drug war. But I saw an ad on the TV. I guess there's this new show about the DEA.
Oh, no. What kind of show? Like
it's,
Cops?
It's like Cops. And it's on Spike TV, and it's supposed to be, we're going and kicking in doors and shooting people. And so they're actually going to make money off this.
Oh, man, that's disgusting. What's it called, the show? DEA?
DEA, yeah.
How original. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, all
tonight,
over the
Hollis.
Buses in New York.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
Well, they're not going to run out of subject matter for that show.
Let's continue with your calls. Jeff in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to call in and talk about a story that hit this year. Actually, it was back on March the 11th. I think it was March the 11th. But I don't think it got enough coverage because the story is astronomical because it affects the entire country. And the story broke. It was an AP story. It's very credible, Associated Press, Newswire. And they stated that they, from my understanding, it was a 5-month investigation where they went around the country doing some testing in the water supplies. And what they came up with was the water supply contains numerous drugs in it. I mean, astronomical amounts of drugs.
Yeah, that story came up on the show. It's very small trace amounts of
but you never know.
Drugs.
It's true, but most of them won't hurt most people, but you never know whether somebody's sensitive to a small amount of things.
Exactly. Well, I think it's important that all your listeners know this because they said it affected 41 million people. Now, that's a quarter of the U.S. population, and they said that, of course, this... They didn't test all the cities, so I think it could even be higher.
It could be,
as far as maybe a third or even half the U.S. population.
Now,
but,
Jeff, do they know if you've got one of those water filters? Will it filter that stuff out, or is it too small to where it's microscopic and it will get right through the filters?
Now, that I can't answer. I think you probably need to talk to a scientist or someone, a specialist about that.
I don't know if the article mentioned it and you happen to pick that information up. I'd just be curious about it. I mean, otherwise, what are you going to do? I guess you could go and you could buy bottled water, but then again, they get that stuff out of the tap.
Well, don't forget that it's not just the prescription drugs. There's a larger amount, in most cases, of cyanide in your drinking water than, that's just from the earth than there is of
arsenic.
Guys, I'd like to make a point. I think that, this is too much of a coincidence. I mean, now, this is all across the country. We're talking 41 million people now. I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, you sound like that almost every night, Jeff.
That's all right.
But listen, I mean, 41 million people now, all these drugs, across the country, that's a lot of people. Now, would you say that somebody put the drugs in the water?
No, didn't they suggest that the reason why it's there is because humans essentially are taking the drugs and therefore they're urinating
undigested amounts?
Yeah, they're urinating it out and it's just getting processed through.
People dump pills down their toilet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the cities contain the same drugs. I mean, could it be a little?
That's because people across America are on
the same
drugs.
I mean, hey, have you seen one of those Cialis commercials?
What is this,
Jeff?
Cialis,
Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've seen one? Well, you're in Nevada. I'm in New Hampshire. I've seen them, too.
Yeah, that's all it is, Jeff. It's just people peeing out their vitamins and stuff. Thank you for the call today. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I think this affects people. I don't want to make it seem like it doesn't. I think the trace amounts can affect people. I'm affected by smaller amounts of caffeine than most people are.
Maybe it'll make you more immune to some of the drugs. Who knows?
Could very well.
I'm no doctor. I don't know what all.
Most of them are sort of homeopathic amounts. I mean, we're not talking about huge amounts here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there was some detectable, I mean, the levels are detectable, but they're probably not levels that are going to actually have any effect on most people, if anybody at all. 1-800-259-9231, and there are probably so many different. I mean, they found multiple drugs, didn't they, as I recall? It wasn't like just one or two. It was a bunch of them.
Yep.
So what does that mean? Well, it just means that's the way things have been, and if you like the water, you should drink it. I mean, look, the fact is, you shouldn't stop drinking water over this, because what can you do? I mean, think about it. Even if you're paranoid about this and you think it's some evil plot, you can't really not drink water. I suppose you could buy, again, bottled water from that is guaranteed to come from a spring. That might help you. Then again, there are minerals in that. Those are kind of, I don't know, minerals could hurt someone, I suppose, if they were sensitive enough to it. I don't know.
Like I said, there's more cyanide in the water than there is of these drugs.
Right, and that happens naturally as part of nature. And,
yeah.
And again, a lot of these bottled water companies, they literally pour the stuff from the tap. So don't think you can go out and buy bottled water, just any old bottled water, and avoid this. You can't.
Well, if that's a big concern for you, I think most people drink bottled water for its convenience and for its taste. Some people think that it tastes better. I think that Aquafina stuff does taste kind of good. You could get a distiller. A friend of mine had one, and he would distill all of his water and take everything out of it. All these little trace minerals that can be good for you.
Yeah.
Take it out. What I recommend: drink your tap water.
I like passing my tap water through one of those filters. I like the, right now I've got the DuPont filter on there, and
right,
does a good job.
But it's just voodoo. You might as well shake a dead chicken over it.
You think the filter's voodoo?
I think it does something, but what's wrong with the stuff that it's taking out?
Well, I don't know, man.
There you go. See?
I just heard filters are good. And I think it tastes better afterwards. So maybe it's all in my head. Maybe it's placebo effect.
I actually did this with a girlfriend who demanded that we have, I can't remember what it was, but I took
tap water taste test.
Yeah, I did tap water. I put filtered water through the Brita filter that I have, a little pitcher filter, and I gave her bottled water. I made sure it was all the same temperature, put in the fridge, and then had her drink it. And lo and behold, she picked the tap water as tasting the best by far.
I'll be damned.
And that was yucky Manatee County tap water in Florida. Actually, Manatee County's good. Sarasota's bad.
All right, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Kevin in San Francisco is on the line. We'll also talk to you about whatever you want if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and they include the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures, read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Patrick in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How are you all?
What's on your mind?
I was just hearing you talk about the bottled water, and what's funny is, like you were saying before, there's really no regulations as far as spring water, mm-hmm. and they can even call it filtered water. You can run you could run your garden hose with a sock over it, and that's considered filtered water.
Now, there are regulations when it starts going off across state lines.
When it goes, yeah, but I'm saying as far as the bottling, the only one I know that is actually regulated is if it is distilled water. And I used to tell people all the time to drink the distilled because that has to actually be distilled, and they can't get around that. But as far as saying filtered water, that's not. Accurate.
Well, good. I don't want there to be regulations. I would rather the marketplace provide whatever certification is necessary if that's what people are looking for.
That would be a wonderful world, but right now, if you're trying to drink cheap water that's safe, it's distilled water is the best way to go. And I got one other water story I want to share with you. When I was living in West Virginia, I had a farm, and everything was on well water. And what happened was, a lot of people around me, the city tried to increase its size, and it made people get off their own well water so they could have enough people basically buying water.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, even though you had your own water and you were fine for years and years, as soon as the city wanted to put in its own system, they forced everybody off well water.
They mandated that you hook up to the city water supply.
Exactly, and it was actually criminal to have your own water.
If you ask me, it's criminal to force someone to hook up to the city water supply, but yeah, I see where you're coming from.
It was ridiculous. I didn't want to pay for that stuff. And,
but you did anyway, didn't you?
The lines out to it.
Well, you paid for the well and the pump, too, and now then they outlaw it.
Yeah. It is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So that's another concern is, when a lot of people are always like, what can you do to get away from the water department? And it used to be where you could get your own... Well, but I don't even know if you can do that anymore.
What would they have done if you had this? What would they have done if you had said, no, that's okay. I don't really want to hook up to your city water. Would they have just taken your house?
I think all they do is just try to find your property until you decide to sell it. Basically put liens against you and penalize you to death.
Criminal gang, man. They're just a criminal gang. That's all it is. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We go to Kevin in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I thought I was calling the Alex Jones Show.
No, why did you think that?
Huh?
What made you think that?
Well, that's the number he gave.
But he's not on the air right now.
Oh, he's not?
No.
No, this is Free Talk Live. We're a completely different program. You can call in about anything, so if you got something to say, you can say it, or you can go away.
Okay. You sure? I've got plenty to say. First off, I host and produce a public access TV show in San Francisco called Exposing the New World Order, but I was listening to, I guess it was a pre-recorded Alex Jones show of him going off about, foreign, Chinese Secret Service troops in San Francisco, and that's where I live, and I think it's an act of treason that they're telling San Francisco police, that they're giving San Francisco police orders.
Have you seen any of them?
You know what? I've got a friend that was down there, and he saw him, and he caught it on video.
What, Chinese people in San Francisco in suits?
No, these are the torch protectors, Mark.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the Chinese Secret Service, and these are the same guys that are murdering Tibetan farmers that are on the streets of San Francisco supposedly protecting a friggin' torch, which is
you know
a Nazi.
What I'd like to know is how much taxpayer money is being spent to protect this torch. I mean, they're going through all kinds of, jumping through all kinds of hoops to try to keep this torch away from the protesters. I read today that they moved it to a secret location. I mean, they've never had to do this with the torch before. What is this costing taxpayers? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, $1 is too much.
Well, I'm with you there. Thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had a question I told you about, but I wanted to hit on this water thing because it happens when I work for a water bottling plant. And, yes, we do get city water. It's fed right to our shop.
Mm-hmm.
But we use a reverse osmosis system. We have a chemist who tests the water. The system that we work, that we use, removes about 99.9% of all impurities in the water. So it's about as good as distilled water. Distilled water is just a little bit better.
Yeah, I would agree with this. The marketplace is going to handle this particular instance. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to run your garden hose with a sock over it, call it filtered water, and sell it to anybody in any kind of quantity, unless of course you call it sock filtered water. In which case, you might have a better chance of selling it simply because people would understand. You know that warm, rubbery taste you got? That's the hose. If you market it in that particular fashion, you might have some luck. But in the world of water, there's no. It's dog eat dog out there.
Oh yeah.
There's no way that you'd get away with anything that wasn't pretty darn pure water.
Now, does the filtering process actually take out the drugs that the earlier caller was talking about? Do you know?
I'd have to ask the chemist that works testing.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Not that I'm concerned. I don't think anyone should be concerned about this. I mean, Jeff was sort of suggesting people should worry themselves about this. If you worry too much about it, you'll probably make yourself sick. So just don't worry about it. You've been drinking water your whole life. You've been okay. You'll be fine. People are living longer. Everything's fine. But yeah, find out if you can, just because I'm curious.
If there wasn't some kind of regulation on this, the guy that owns the company would just run the water right into bottles. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. He's the reason that he has the chemist and the filtering system and everything else is because of regulations. However, the caveat here is that if the marketplace was regulating it rather than the government, he's not stupid. He's a good businessman. He would go ahead and maintain the quality that he has.
Right, well, because if competitors in the marketplace are offering water that has been certified by some independent water purification certification company, then he would want to compete. Otherwise, people would know that if he doesn't have that logo stamped, like the UL logo, if he doesn't have that logo stamped on his bottles, then he could just be pulling it out of the tap. And, and people that find water very, very important would know the difference, and word would get around.
Right. And he does business as, you know, the thing that he offers is customer service. He's very good at offering good customer service.
How much customer service does a water filtration facility actually have to offer? You don't like the water, you send it back, you get some other water, I guess? I can't imagine how many complaints there would be. It's water.
Well, I don't know. I know that we were sending water down to New Orleans during Katrina.
Oh, that's not necessarily customer service. That's just good PR. Thanks for your call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a free talk live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Pork Fest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference for liberty. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. I was reading a Lou Rockwell post, LouRockwell.com, the other day from Brian Wilson. He's a talk show host in the Toledo area. And he went to the Ohio Libertarian Party convention, I guess it was a couple weeks ago or something like that. And he didn't really have anything good to say about it. It was just sort of just to summarize what he had said, it was basically the same old, libertarians arguing over minutia, and nothing really significant occurred in that. When you get a bunch of libertarians together and they're operating in a political capacity, there are always people who will come in to throw wrenches into what it is that is trying to get done. And
whether it's just from their, you know, own personalities or their
CIA plans.
I can't imagine that the CIA would consider it the libertarian significant enough, but okay.
Well, whatever. Maybe they're just mischievous members of the Democrats or Republicans.
I don't think they do it on purpose. I think that's the it's a personality trait.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is, that's what ends up happening is nothing.
Nothing ends up happening. And so I just, as I was reading that article, I thought, wow, this really brings back memories of what it was like to be in the Libertarian Party down in Florida and watch nothing happen. And if I actually wanted something to happen, I'd have to make it happen all on my own, which I did. And then I decided that it'd make more sense if I moved where other people were making it happen, and that would be the Free State Project. So highly recommend you take a look at freestateproject.org. By the way, they've added blogs to their website now, which I think is a very handy feature, and I congratulate them for that. Freestateproject.org. We continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Landon in Utah on the AMP line. Hello, Landon.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the airline industry and how I think it's kind of a glimpse into the way our economy is going here in the U.S.
Okay, sure. We've had three shutdowns within the last, 2 weeks? Three airlines
have shut down. Actually, I'll correct you. Within 10 days, there's been five airlines that have completely closed down and stopped running.
What are the five? I knew about Skybus, Hawaii something, or Honolulu Airlines. And then there was, what was the other one? What were the other three, I guess?
I'll tell you. Let's see. It's ATA Airlines was probably the biggest one to close.
Right.
There was Aloha Airlines, a Champion, which is a charter airline, and an airline out of Hong Kong called Oasis, as well as Skybus.
Wow. Okay.
I just think it's kind of a glimpse into the way the economy is going, considering that so many airlines have shut down in such a short period of time. And two of the major U.S. airlines are considering a merger. That's Delta and Northwest, which...
Really?
It's likely to go through there, you know, because of the rising fuel prices and things like that. It's
so they're considering the merger because their their cost of doing business, it's just not as easy anymore. It's so presumably without the merger, one might go under. Is that possible?
That's exactly what it's coming to, I think.
Wow.
And if those two airlines merge, it'll create a chain effect, you know, like a domino effect within the industry. And the airline I work for, Continental, would likely merge with United and, you know, would cut down on competition between the airlines and the industry because it'll just become more of a conglomerate and come all together, basically.
Yeah, that's not good. Less competition, not a good thing. In an industry that's already heavily regulated.
For an industry that can, it's common during times of the business cycle for, companies to contract and expand. I don't think that, maybe plane tickets will, the price will go up for a while, but then competition will creep back in because somebody's going to want to make that money, and, we'll be back in the same boat.
I don't know, man. What if it keeps getting worse? What if the government keeps regulating the industry so much to where nobody decides they want to jump in anymore? Then we're going to have nationalized airlines before you know it.
I think it's entirely possible we'd have nationalized airlines.
They're already talking about nationalizing banks.
Right. Well, I think the only bad part of this situation is the regulations that the government puts on these airlines.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. If there weren't the regulations, then I would have no problem because then anybody could start up their own airline without having to ask anyone's permission. But right now, the barrier to entry is probably pretty darn high for anyone that wants to start their own airline. Landon, any other thoughts?
That's basically what I wanted to bring up, so just...
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of traveling, here's the story briefly from the AP that we missed before. The Texas woman who said she was forced to remove a nipple ring with pliers in order to board an airplane called Thursday for an apology by federal security agents and a civil rights investigation. She says, I wouldn't wish this experience upon anyone. My experience with the TSA was a nightmare I had to endure. No one deserves to be treated this way. Hamlin, who's 37, says she was trying to board a flight from Lubbock to Dallas when she was scanned by a TSA agent after passing through a larger metal detector without problems. The female TSA agent used a handheld detector that beeped when it passed in front of Hamlin's chest. She told the woman she was wearing nipple piercings, and the woman then called over her male colleagues, one of whom said she would have to remove the jewelry. Hamlin said she couldn't remove them, and asked whether she could instead display her pierced breasts in private to the female agent. But several other male officers told her she could not board her flight until the jewelry was out. Why? What is the excuse there?
Well,
is she going to scratch someone with the pointy end of the nipple ring or something?
Now,
she says she can't take them out.
I can make the argument from the point of view of the TSA. However, I would like to first point out that the TSA misses, somewhere in the neighborhood of half of all guns, knives, and bombs that they look for as tested by their own red team, and that they have never yet, not once, caught a terrorist. What they would say is, well, the nipple ring is just there to hide, in fact, the small revolver she has surgically implanted in her breast.
So she's going to cut her breast open and then pull a revolver.
Right, because, you know, if she just shows the nipple ring, there you go.
Wow, that's ludicrous.
Well, that haven't you watched movies and stuff?
There is no excuse that could not be ludicrous in this particular case. So they told her she had to take the jewelry out if she wanted to get on the flight. She was taken behind a curtain and managed to remove one bar-shaped piercing, but had trouble with the second.
I bet she did.
Which was a ring. Still crying, she informed the TSA officer she could not remove it without the help of pliers, which the officer helpfully gave to her.
Oh, great. Now we've got pliers.
Hamlin said she heard male TSA agents snickering as she took out the ring.
Yeah.
She was scanned again and was allowed to board, even though she was still wearing a belly button ring.
Talk about inconsistent. Why did they make her take out the nipple rings if they didn't make her take out the belly ring?
After nipple rings are inserted, the skin can often heal around the piercing, and the rings can be extremely difficult and painful to remove, she said in the letter. She filed a complaint, but the TSA's customer service manager at the Lubbock Airport concluded the screening was handled properly.
As though the TSA has ever given customer service to anyone. Well, first off, you're not a customer of the TSA. A customer willingly
chooses.
Willingly chooses to do business.
You're
with
a victim.
That's exactly what you are. Every time you walk through the TSA, you're a victim of a larger or lesser degree.
The TSA's customer service manager. Think about what is that job like? I mean, like you say, they don't have to provide service, so all their job is to just say, okay, well, thank you for your time today, citizen. We appreciate you contacting the TSA, and we will take all necessary measures to investigate this situation into the future.
And while you're at it, pound salt in your butt, because we don't care.
Right. All you have is this little script that you'll follow, the same blow-off, essentially, that you'll read to every one of your victims that calls you. And then, of course, you'll determine that the TSA handled everything just fine. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you The Quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It costs you $3 a month, and it's totally voluntary. You can enjoy all the features on the website for free. But if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, become an amplifier. It makes a difference for us because we can take that money in and reinvest it into the show, making program directors across the country aware of the program. In fact, I just got an affiliate agreement in during the show tonight from a new station.
It's going to be a new one.
In, I guess we can mention who it is.
You got the agreement.
Yeah, it's Flint, Michigan, WWCK in Flint. We're going to be actually going to put us on Sunday mornings, which should be interesting. They're going to delay broadcast the show.
The church crowd will love it.
We'll take it wherever we can get it, and you amplifiers are making it happen faster. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about how you can get the access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. It's Scott calling from Redland, listening on KCAA. Hello, Scott. Scott.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, did I hear one of you guys say earlier that the airline industry is heavily regulated?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you do realize, though, that the airline industry has been deregulated. I mean, it is still regulated, and it probably is still heavily, but, I mean, compared to what it used to be, certainly back in the Reagan days, I mean, a lot of regulations in the airline industry have really come down since then. Wouldn't you agree?
Good to know. I don't know. I haven't really paid close attention, but I know that the FAA is out there, and they don't even want to let me fly a flying car, so I can only imagine how many regulations the airlines have to
deal
with.
And I can't get on an airplane without getting frisked by the TSA, so as far as I'm concerned, that's a big enough regulation right there.
Well, I would agree, but that's a separate issue, I think, Homeland Security is a separate issue from just general business transactions that you might have going on. But the other reason I wanted to call you was I'm really getting disturbed by what's going on with our economy. It really looks like it's going to tank sometime soon.
Uh-huh.
And I find it really interesting.
When will you know? Before you go on, when will you know it has tanked?
When my money is worthless?
Well, it's getting more and more worthless every single day. My question is, when will you know it has actually gone to the point where you would consider it tanking?
You know what? I couldn't give you an honest answer to that. I still have to figure that one out.
I think what you'll find is that you'll look back and you'll say, oh, yeah, it tanked a long time ago.
Well, I think I'm with him, though. I think that we're with the verb, you know, we're in the present tense tanking as opposed to the past tense tanked. The past perfect tense having had tanked.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to look back now. I'm saying you're going to look back in the future. So we're going to go on with time, and then you're going to look back and say, oh, yeah, it was back then.
I think it's tanking.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Go ahead, sir. But here's my thing. You know, what with the Chinese owning so much of our debt, and you know, as a trade deficit, you know, they're way ahead of us on this. And my question is, why are we doing business with the Chinese?
Who's we?
The United States in general. I'm just going to speak about the United States for now.
The United States does business?
Absolutely.
You mean the government? The United States government is doing business with China?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm not certain. I wouldn't say for certain the United States government. But I will say, you know, companies like Walmart. I know companies.
So do you work for Walmart?
No, but I have a friend who does business with businesses in China.
Well, that's a pretty liberal definition of we, then.
Well, let me get back to my point.
Okay.
The point is, American businesses do business with China.
Okay.
They do manufacturing over there. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
My question is, why are these companies allowed to do business with a communist nation? You guys and I grew up in the same era, I'm guessing, where, you know, we had to worry about the bomb. We went through an entire Cold War, and now there are trading buddies.
Well, I also remember growing up in the same era that I guess that you're talking about. I remember, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing business with Japan. They're buying up all our real estate. Pretty soon we're going to have to speak Japanese and bow in the center when we meet people. And you know, it was just another scare tactic then to be concerned about the slanty-eyed foreigner that was going to take over our business. And I'm about as concerned with the Chinese as I am with the Japanese.
Yeah,
it was in the '80s. Do you remember? I can't remember what the name of the film is, but there was one. There was a car manufacturing film about some American workers.
Yeah, it was
workers.
A Michael Keaton movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so some American workers working for a Japanese car manufacturer, and they did something. They took over the factory or something. And it was just a sign of the times. And I'm not real concerned. I think that American businesses should do business wherever they feel like they can, have the best relationships, get the best deal.
Well, and they should have the freedom to do that business.
Right.
And I think you and I should have the freedom to choose whether or not we want to do business with them. Now, one of the countries in this world that Americans are not allowed to do business with is Cuba. And so they're definitely a communist country. Would you suggest that Cuba should continue to be off limits to American businessmen, or should we do the right thing and open it up to business?
Well, let's look at the human rights record. I mean, if China, is beating up on Tibet, did they ever renounce what they did at Tiananmen Square?
Have we renounced what we did in Iraq? What about the atrocities we committed against the Japanese Americans during World War II?
I'm so tired of this collectivist speak, and you're both guilty of it.
No,
I'm guilty of it sometimes, too.
I'm trying to put it in terms that he can understand.
I didn't do it in Iraq. You didn't do it in Iraq. And listen, China isn't doing anything as far as business. They may have some state-owned factories. I'm sure the state is involved. But for the most part, you're talking about individual businessmen making deals with other individual businessmen. And you're saying that because some individual businessmen happen to be living in a country, they happen to be living in a certain mass of land that is ruled by people calling themselves communists. And by the way, they're not as communist as they used to be. But because they happen to be doing business on that plot of land, that should preclude
what
them from doing business with
that?
Americans?
They're not as communist as they used to be?
Absolutely the case.
What kind of bullcrap is that?
Absolutely true.
Well, would you go for the argument that we're more communist than we used to be?
I would say we would. We're certainly more fascist. Let's put it that way. On the other end of the
Well,
spectrum,
I don't know that it's entirely the other end of the spectrum,
it's
but they're similar.
It's both.
And
all
we have this funny socio-fascism that's going on in America. I just I'm concerned that the government of the United States doesn't know its butt from chocolate ice cream, and that they shouldn't be telling American businesses with whom they can do business. They shouldn't be telling me with whom I can do business, whether they're Cubans or whether they're Chinese or whatever.
If you want to buy a Cuban cigar, you should be able to buy a Cuban cigar. And if I want to buy a Chinese rip-off brand toy, I should be able to buy that.
I've got a better idea for you, because if you're willing to send, you know, jobs out of the country just because it's a better deal, then I guess we'll enjoy some free talk radio from China, because you're not making any sense.
What do you? What part does it make sense to you, sir? And how is it I'm sending jobs anywhere?
If you're doing free trade, especially with China, where labor laws are so cheap and they ignore our intellectual property laws as well.
Thank goodness. I think more people should ignore those.
I disagree with my partner on that.
Go ahead with your point, sir.
Well, my point is that, you know, you're saying that wherever there's a good deal, do it.
That's
and
right.
In the meantime, you're sending jobs out of this country.
I'm not sending jobs anywhere. I'm buying products and services.
It's the philosophy you're purporting there.
My philosophy is freedom. It's the one the country was founded on.
My philosophy is get the best damn deal.
What you're proposing is to tell other Americans with whom they can do business. Don't you think that philosophy is antithetical to the conscripts that the founding fathers came up with?
Also, your claim, sir, that all these jobs are just being sent away is ignoring the economic reality that in a free marketplace, and we don't have a free marketplace, but, you know, generally, in a free marketplace where people are able to create wealth for themselves, the wealth pie continually expands. It's not like we've got 300 million people and 200 million don't have jobs in this country. Plenty of people have jobs in America, and there have been jobs, so-called, quotes, jobs going overseas, unquote, for decades in this country, and we don't have a job shortage, so you're coming from just a point of absurdity. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well,
where is this big absence of jobs?
Right.
Not the case. There's
sure.
plenty of jobs.
Jobs get sent overseas, and then Americans, and consequently Americans have more money because they're buying things for less than they were previously.
Exactly.
They have more money, therefore that money is going to be spent on something. That money spent on something then provides new jobs for Americans right here. You know, yeah, manufacturing's gone out of the United States. Absolutely true. But we're still an agricultural superpower. We provide services for ourselves, and you know, I don't see a problem here.
I see
Americans having more buying power.
I do see a problem. The problem is we can't trade with people in Cuba. That's one of the problems. And the problem is there's all kinds of other restrictions on trade and all kinds of other restrictions on business.
And to assume that politicians know what's best is...
I think that's ludicrous.
Like they know. It's all they're going to do is test the political wind to do that.
More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.